Morning.
Good morning, church. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. I have the announcements for today. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mornvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, ages 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time today. And we have a new schedule for the ARC Sunday School at the Welcome Center. A big thank you to everyone who helped out with Gloria's funeral this last week. Saturday, May 3rd, 10 a.m., we will be having the annual church cleanup. Please come out and help us keep the building and grounds in good shape. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center if you're planning to come. Our next youth event will be on Saturday, May the 3rd, 6 p.m., where we'll be doing a photos scavenger hunt around town. Summer Jam Kids Camp is going to run from August 18th to the 22nd, and registration is already open now. And we are planning to have a ladies' spring tea Saturday, May the 24th, from 1 to 3 p.m. If you would like prayer today, there will be someone in the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
We're going to continue in song, so if you're comfortable, please stand.
See you. Thank you.
kids, I understand you can go out and do some cool Easter stuff. And everybody else, find a few people you haven't said Happy Easter to this morning. I love the hats. There was a time when we were wearing hats to church on Easter Sunday. I remember that. As a kid. I'm hoping my voice lasts. My voice kept cutting out. I don't know if it's because I'm, for the sake of the people, I'm singing lower than what my voice likes. Anyways, I'll keep drinking my warm water.
Yeah, well, you gotta go sit down to rest it.
Good morning. This Easter Sunday has started out really well, I just want to say. When you came in today, you might have seen there's all kind of bread and buns. We're going to put plates of treats out as well when you're going out, so please linger enough to eat something or take something with you. This last week, Ezra and I and his parents went to a movie called King of Kings. And so afterwards, Carrie asked Ezra what he thought of the moving, and he said it was good, but God died. And which is true, that's what happens in the movie. And so we were talking this morning as he was doing laps. You might have seen that. And I said, Ezra, do you remember in the movie we saw that God dies, but this is the day on the Sunday where he raises again? And then he asked me the question, but why did he have to die? And that is a good question indeed. This morning, we're going to use Jude to guide our prayers. Let's pray. Jude writes a prayer of praise in verse 24 and 25. Now, glory to God, who's able to keep you from falling away and to bring you with great joy into glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. We want to each echo these words of praise this morning in the quiet of our hearts. To the God who keeps us close, to the God who is all-powerful and beyond all space and time, let us come and adore him. Confession, Jude 17 to 19. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said. They told you in the last times there'd be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. Are we being led astray by the ways of the world that look for pleasure by any evil possible? Let us confess the times this week that we followed the natural instincts of our old self instead of following our new way in Christ. Thanksgiving, verse 1 and 2. I'm writing to all you who have been called by God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. As people loved and kept safe by God, let us be thankful for the many ways that we've experienced His mercy and peace this week. Finally, supplication. Later in Jude, verse 20, 21. Dear friends, you must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love. This morning, in the power of the Holy Spirit, bring your request before God. Are you in need of mercy? Is there someone else that needs you to build them up in prayer this morning? Let us bring a request before Him and then wait expectantly for His mercy. We pray for Corrine and Isaac, for the Cornell family, for Lou and Harold, for Laura and Bruce, Jocelyn and Kelly, for Sabrina and her family, for Drew, for Judy Ann and Bob, for Terry and John, for Jacob. Some of the places around the world, Georgia, Israel, Germany, Gaza, Syria, for healing in these lands, for Canada and United States. And then all the requests, the things that are heavy in our hearts. We come to you, our good and great God, that knows us like no other. And we pray that you would meet us, that you would fill us, and that you would heal us. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Has anyone eaten any rabbits already this morning? Lewis, I know your hand is going to go up. Okay. All right, we'll talk about lambs now. So picture this scene as I read it. It's Revelation 5. Then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne. There was writing on the inside and the outside of the scroll, and it was sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel who shouted with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals on this scroll and open it?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll and read it. Then I began to weep bitterly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and read it. But one of the 24 elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, has won the victory. He is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb that looked as if it had been slaughtered, But it was now standing between the throne and the four living beings among the 24 elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which represent the sevenfold Spirit of God that is sent out into every part of the earth. He stepped forward and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they held gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song with these words: "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked again, and I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels around the throne and of the living beings and the elders. And they sang in a mighty chorus, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, and they sang, "Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And the four living beings said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped the Lamb.
Amen. Please stand and we'll continue worshiping in song.